Market Basket employees are predicting their biggest rally yet, with up to 15,000 expected to protest outside a store in Tewksbury today, despite threats that supermarket chain workers could lose their jobs if they didn't return to work yesterday. Many continue to fight for the return of the ousted company CEO Arthur T. Demoulas. Company executives say the turnout was small at a company-run job fair yesterday in Andover because protesters scared away some of the job applicants. WBUR's Kurt Nickish has the latest on the Market Basket standoff.
Market Basket!
About 70 Market Basket workers and a few customers marched in a tight circle in the driveway of the company's Perishables Distribution Center in Andover. They carried signs with the picture of their ousted CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas. Leading the cheers was 41-year company employee Rosie Hagopian.
We're doing it here because there's people that are applying for jobs, for positions that aren't even empty. They're applying for store managers who haven't even quit.
Every now and then, a truck or car would signal to turn into the driveway. Andover police parted the protesters and the vehicles drove through. In the space of 2 hours, just one car that may have been carrying prospective applicants drove through. But applicants did not have to show up in person. Market Basket's top executives offered employees an email address to send in their resumes. The CEO sent out a statement citing fears for applicant safety.
Absolutely ridiculous statement, and that's really propaganda. We may be a loud bunch, but we're a very peaceful bunch of people. So no incidences here at all.
That's Michael McGuire, who knows this driveway pretty well. That's because he's the director of produce for Market Basket. He works at this distribution center. And McGuire is not surprised that hardly anybody turned down the driveway for the job fair.
We're a very close-knit family, and you're not going to see people from our stores. This is for employees only looking to move up in the company, and I don't think you will find any that would be willing to go in and take a job away from one of the existing management team.
Now, when you say move up in the company and replace somebody, you're talking about yourself, right?
That's correct. If you look at the list, there's many management positions that they're interviewing for. So
the company is interviewing for management positions so it can put people in place who will get things running again. There's a layer of supervisors that may only amount to a small percentage of the company's workforce, but it's the crucial layer that's been keeping goods from getting to all the stores. The company also has told some part-time workers their hours would be cut because there's not enough for them to do. The pressure is slowly rising on employees, but at least here, outside the Market Basket job fair, Michael McGuire and others are presenting a united front.
Well, there's one boss that we're going to work for. His name is Arthur T. Demoulas. And without him, we're not going back to work.
Market Basket could not say last night how many applications it received. The company will hold the second day of its job fair today. And if not enough people come forward, Market Basket will open its doors to outside applicants tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish.